Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of the great traditions of the United States has taken a step forward, not necessarily meaning a step in the positive direction. It's just a step closer to climax. I'm talking about the Academy Awards, the Oscars. The nominations were announced earlier this week. The brutal news has tended to set in, and yes, you'll be shocked to see that Lady Gaga did not win the particular nomination she thought she would win, that she was supposed to win for The House of Gucci. And why not? Well, actually, because The House of Gucci wasn't that great as a movie. And the fact is that for most people, if you look at the 10 films that are nominated for Best Picture, there are very few of them that really connected with audiences. So what is going on, and why is it that some people are speculating that there will be a repeat of last year, where the Oscar ceremony, remember, they had moved it to a train station because of the COVID problem. Last year, the ratings for the Oscar show had hit an all-time low. It's beginning to be a pattern like that. The Olympics, you may recall, have also had incredibly low ratings. Why is it that Americans are tuning out of these great, supposedly unifying mass events? We'll talk about it. But part of it is that the American people aren't unified. And that idea of events that we once had where everybody would be talking about the World Series, or they're talking about what's on I Love Lucy, because everybody watched I Love Lucy. Literally, there were they used to have an audience for that show of $60 million people every Tuesday night when it was on originally. In any event, what's been happening with American pop culture, the strength of the disunity, we'll get to that on the Michael Medved Show, but you can see disunity also on a very local basis. There was kind of a confrontation, and I wouldn't say a mass confrontation, because you're talking about a couple of hundred people, maybe, but opposing groups faced off on Wednesday on a Kirkland, Washington sidewalk over a controversial proposal to convert a former hotel into housing for the homeless. Here is the way it was reported on Como News 4. Listen.
Face off in Kirkland.
Very hard to discover that this was going on. It seems to me that this has been done in quite a bit in secret.
At issue, converting this La Quinta Hotel into subsidized housing for the homeless. That's 121 units, and with it would come case management for residents and support services, too.
I am so excited that we're going to have this in Kirkland.
This is part of the King County Health to Healing Initiative, buying and converting hotels with earmarked sales tax dollars. Up to 12 of them. This will be the first for Kirkland.
Okay, yippee. Apparently, there are a number of people who expressed enthusiasm. There's somebody named MJ Carlson, a supporter of the site, and part of the group of about 25, who want city leaders to know they think the location is ideal.
I am so excited that we're going to have this in Kirkland.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Go ahead. Yes, just so excited we're going to have this in Kirkland. Would you be excited if you lived in Kirkland? And by the way, for people not in the Seattle area, Kirkland is a fairly near suburb. It's actually close to the city of Bellevue. It's on the east side. I guess you'd say from parts of Kirkland, if you take the 520 bridge, you might be a half hour from downtown Seattle, that kind of thing. But it's a beautiful town, And it's right along the lake, along Lake Washington. And yes, real estate values are basically through the stratosphere right now in Kirkland. So it's increasingly a place where people are proud of the schools and they're proud of the low crime rate. And not the first place you'd think of for a turning a hotel into a homeless shelter. There's more. Listen.
They should have, and there should have been an open discussion beforehand.
He owns a building nearby that houses a daycare. Directly behind the hotel, Eastside Prep School. Parents told me 30 feet from the hotel is too close.
We all do sympathize that we have a homeless problem, and we want to take care of them. But we need to do it in a proper fashion that's not going to endanger our kids.
Rob Roth works in Kirkland, said he organized today's rally. They want the city to create a bigger buffer zone from schools when choosing locations. Three parents told me they worry about the what ifs.
And they may come on the campus and mingle with the kids. That's like a fear I have.
Here, and just because someone is homeless does not mean that they are a criminal or...
Opponents held signs warning of drug activity. If approved, the city and county are clear. Illegal activity of any kind will not be tolerated.
It's very, very critical that all of us help.
Okay. Really, given the history here in Seattle of various homeless shelters that they say illegal activity of any kind won't be tolerated. What about that homeless encampment? By the way, I don't even know if it's come back or if it's still there, the one that was near Broadwood Thompson School near Bitter Lake. Is there total elimination and ban from activity of an illegal kind, particularly shooting up drugs and discarding needles and basically just the normal stress and threat and feeling of insecurity, particularly if you have kids, particularly if you're operating a daycare as that individual is, and it's right adjacent to homeless hotel. And so a homeless hotel is like somebody could do a parody on Heartbreak Hotel, right? And Greg, this is maybe a job for you, but the idea that the Burgermaster, which apparently is a very popular emporium for food and particularly burgers, nice place, that's right there. It's just steps away from the new homeless hotel. The one question that didn't come across clearly here is who is paying for all of this? And I'm so excited they're going to have this in Kirkland, said MJ Carlson. I was hoping when they started picking hotels, they'd pick this one here. And we are here to show our support, she said. She's a supporter of the site and part of a group of about 25 who want city leaders to know they think this location is ideal. This is exactly the kind of program that works by getting people into housing so they can be somewhere stable and then offering them the services they need. Okay, how does that help people who may not have a job, who may be severely disabled by mental illness, which is true for, basically all of the surveys show that you get to a clear majority of the homeless population, particularly people who are living on the streets outside, that if you count people who are mentally ill, who are drug addicted, or with criminal records.
I am so excited that we're
going to
have this in Kirkland.
Okay, it's an unbelievable thing. The idea of solving homeless problems simply by moving people around. And I'm so excited they're going to have this here in Kirkland. Well, I'm excited. We're going to be talking about some energy problems here in Washington State and what needs to be done about them. There's an energy crisis in Texas. You probably heard about it, involving huge increases in Texas, source of all that oil, etc., but huge increases in the cost of energy. Could that happen here in Washington State? You bet. What's to be done about it? We'll be talking about it coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Sorry about the delay here. There's a piece in the New York Times says overhaul of Electoral Count Act absolutely will pass, Manchin says. And they're talking about 15 senators of both parties who have lined up to fix the Electoral Count Act, which is a disaster when it was passed. It is sloppy. It is unclear. What would be terrific, of course, would be if people who were close to President Trump, and President Trump takes a position in everything, President Trump should join the effort to try to clean up this act and to make it more clear-cut. Again, he obviously wants to say that the Electoral Count Act actually left a loophole open where the vice president could overturn the election. It doesn't. But he could get away from all of that if he would endorse clarity and basically safety against some Democrat trying to pull some kind of stunt manipulating the electoral count, the vagaries of the Electoral College, and the way the electors qualify. Why not? Why wouldn't other Republicans, other than Susan Collins, who's been leading this effort, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, and Joe Manchin, Lisa Murkowski, others, why should those be the only Republicans who are involved in fixing up a disastrous piece of legislation? It was passed in 1887 and definitely needs clarification. So that's good for Joe Manchin. He was actually called, I thought this phraseology was fairly interesting. There's a piece about Joe Manchin being insulted by people who are associated with Chuck Schumer. Allies of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer view Joe Manchin as, quote, a slippery on detail attention addict who's impossible to pin down. A slippery on detail attention addict is one way of doing things. And talking about attention addicts, there are a number of people who've spoken to me about why haven't you talked more about the Oscars this year? And the answer is because what's exciting about the Oscars this year? And what's exciting, and I think it's a good thing that it's going back to a regular ceremony at the Dolby Theater. It's not going to be held at the Union Station in Los Angeles anymore. And there are 10 movies nominated for Best Picture, which is the maximum. They could nominate fewer. But virtually all the films that are nominated for Best Picture, they certainly deserve consideration as serious pieces of work. The movies, by the way, who are nominated are Belfast, which is Kenneth Branagh's autobiographical thing about growing up in the midst of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. It's a great film on my Best of the Year list. Also, Coda, which is a very unusual film about a deaf family with one hearing member. And it's not a true story, but it feels like it. And only the second time that a deaf performer has been nominated for an acting award. And this features the only other time that that nomination took place, where deaf Marley Matlin actually won Best Actress. They have Don't Look Up, which is about the end of the world being grappled with Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio, who are trying to warn the world about a comet that's approaching. It's supposed to be a symbolic message movie about global warming, about climate change. The only film in the nominated movies that I haven't seen is a film called Drive My Car. It is a three-hour Japanese film that seems like a little bit of Driving Miss Daisy, a little bit of Green Book, who knows. Dune is nominated. King Richard, the story of Venus and Serena Williams and their father, played by Will Smith, who's nominated for Best Actor. And Licorice Pizza, which is about an unlikely relationship between a 15-year-old operator in the San Fernando Valley in the 1970s and a 25-year-old unattached, interesting character. The Nightmare Alley, which is a remake of an extremely disturbing film, and a film that's the one that I think maybe deserves nomination least. But it features Bradley Cooper, and then Power of the Dog, which people have heard about, and West Side Story. Now, again, mostly really good movies, but they have one thing in common. None of them were box office successes. And this creates a very real difficulty, because the reason Oscars were established originally was so that people would take movies more seriously as an art form. That's why the sponsoring body for the Academy Awards is called the Motion Picture Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And in the 1920s, when the Oscars began, and originally it was just held as at a hotel and a dinner at the Roosevelt Hotel, when the Oscars began, the whole point was to try to take movies more seriously as a form of art. So, of course, there's always been a little bit of a tendency to go not for the big popular blockbusters, but to go for nominations for the films that could most clearly be described as a work of art. And that usually doesn't mean tremendous box office success. Of course, the most successful Oscar ceremonies have been those that feature movies that combine great popularity with artistic achievement. Titanic is one big example of a film that swept the Oscars and will also set records for box office performance. So what people have talked about is creating a new category. So you could have the category where you would have a plausible nomination for things like the new Spider-Man movie, which has set records of its own. It's one of the top three now total box office performers, and not nominated for anything except one of the technical awards. And the idea being set up not just Best Picture of the Year, but set up a special category that would be called Best Blockbuster or Best Commercial Performance or something to talk about but that, of course, would be a terrible shame and a terrible message. Of what we're saying is that the definition of what we believe is should be artistically praised is going to be completely different from basically talking about a movie that makes money. We're coming right back to
no matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has a message for American families. Relax. He's working on inflation and supply chain issues. The president speaking today in Culpeper, Virginia.
I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down, which I'm going to work in to make sure that we keep strengthening the supply chains to bring the cost of energy and everything else and the goods that come to America down. by helping the ports 24/7, by changing a whole range of things.
Inflation rose 7.5% in the last year, a 40-year high, affecting everything from food to energy and rent. And on that inflation report, Wall Street closing much lower, the Dow losing 526 points to close at 35,242, the S&P falling 83 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 305 points. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking a little bit coming up with Todd Myers, who is the director of the Center for the Environment. He'll be with us in just a moment. One of the things that is important is when you hear about the environment and solutions to the environment, a lot of it is involved with really groundbreaking high tech. And there's money to be made in that, and you can find out about some investment opportunities and some of the most exciting high tech startups in the world. It's free. No obligation. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and read about some of these developments and opportunities. Again, no cost whatever. Look for the Our Crowd banner at michaelmedved.com. Todd Myers is the director of the Center for the Environment for Washington Policy Center. And they've just done some groundbreaking work about how incredibly beneficial the climate crisis has been, well, for political allies of the people in power. There's actually $5 for politics, at least according to this analysis, $1 for renewable energy. What does that mean for the state of Washington, Todd?
Well, last year, when the congressional Democrats were putting together their Build Back Better budget, there was half a cent per kilowatt hour subsidy that they were offering for renewable energy, something called the production tax credit. So if you produced a kilowatt hour of solar energy, you would get half a cent for that kilowatt hour. But they also offered a bonus. And the bonus was for commercial investors that if you paid prevailing wage, union wages, and had a union apprentice program, you would get an additional 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour. So in other words, you got five times as much bonus for working with unions as you did actually for producing renewable energy, which if you're concerned about a climate crisis, seems very strange that you would siphon off $5 for political allies for every $1 to address the crisis you claim to be worried about.
Is this taxpayer money?
It is. It was part of the Build Back Better plan. And what we found was is that in Washington State, the subsidy was brought to the attention of the head of the senior climate advisor for Governor Inslee. So if you were the climate advisor addressing the climate crisis, how would you react to having five times as much money spent on political allies than on climate change? Well, she reacted very happily and said, yes, I love this. So even the people who are supposed to be addressing the problem that they often call an existential threat aren't bothered by the fact that so much money is being siphoned off for politics rather than addressing the problem that they're supposed to be working on.
Okay, speaking of the climate crisis, there was a real energy crisis in Texas a year ago. And what the Washington Policy Center is warning about, and by the way, people should go to Washington Policy Center website to look up this information, which is chilling. But you can go to michaelmedved.com and just go on the WPC Washington Policy Center banner. What is there a chance of, first of all, the energy crisis in Texas just meant skyrocketing for the cost of energy for a state that produces a lot of energy? Does Washington State have the same kind of threat?
We don't have the same kind of threat. Fortunately, we have hydropower, which is very reliable. But we are moving in the direction where we have more intermittent energy sources like wind. And 1 year ago was when Texas had the cold front move in, and they faced one of their largest, if not their largest, energy crisis ever with blackouts and people actually losing their life because of the cold. So here we are a year later, and we're still fighting about the solution and trying to focus only on where do we generate electricity. But what we need to do is we need to get consumers to get into the game to help reduce demand, to give them an ability to deal with these crises. Otherwise, we are simply left at the mercy of government planners who promise, oh, this time we figured it out. But we know that too frequently that's not the case, and we'll just find ourselves in a situation where as we move to more and more wind and solar power, which are intermittent, we risk blackouts like this in Texas.
And is wind power really representing a meaningful portion of the Washington State energy supply right now?
It produces about 7% of our electricity, but there's a couple of problems with that. One is that by the year 2030, Washington State has to be completely carbon neutral, which means it does count hydro and nuclear, so that's positive, but you're going to see an increase in wind power over the next decade, and then by 2045, we have to produce all of our power in Washington State, and it has to be all zero carbon. So we're going to see an increase. But the other thing is that wind in Washington State primarily blows in the middle of the night. So the time of least demand in the day is when there's most wind power. The time when there's least wind power generally is about 6 to 7 p.m. That is the time of the day when we use most electricity. So there's a big concern and a big problem that simply how people use electricity over the course of a day is completely mismatched with the renewable energy that we're going to have more and more of.
And clearly the being carbon neutral by 2030 is going to raise rates for most people in terms of our what we pay for energy, isn't it?
It is. It raises our rates in two ways. The first is it just raises them as a price per kilowatt hour because renewable energy is more expensive. But the second thing is that, and this is sort of the hidden, and it gets back to our first point, which is there are lots of taxpayer subsidies. So even if you don't see the price on your electric bill, you will see the price in your tax bill because we are paying for that renewable energy, the high-cost renewable energy, in two different ways. And whether it comes out of the left pocket or the right pocket, it's still coming out of your pockets.
It certainly does. What... I mean, obviously, there's very little chance for conservative initiatives in the legislature this session, or maybe, who knows, in future sessions. What's the most important thing that we could reorient for a more intelligent energy policy in the state of Washington?
I think the number one thing to do is to get consumers involved. And the good thing is that we now have lots of technologies that allow people to shift their demand away from peak hours toward lower cost times in the middle of the day or in the middle of the night. Already you want to, you know, wash your clothes and wash your dishes in the middle of the night when rates are slightly lower. But we really have the technology now where people can do more of that and heat their home when it's not expensive rather than when it is expensive. Giving people more power would not only help avoid future blackouts and manage electricity, but it would also give you skin in the game so that you understood. So rather than just sort of hoping that politicians do the right thing, you could take more control. I think that would be a really powerful way to not only reduce your costs, but see the impact of these policies.
You know, that's actually one of the smartest things I've heard, period, about the energy crisis, is the idea of making people participants in dealing with the impact on climate. And again, the fact being that not only is this good for the environment, and not only is this good for the state's economy, it's good for your own energy bills. Todd Myers is a fountain of inspiration and information, and you can find out more about the right way to tackle some of these climate and energy issues by going to the Washington Policy Center. It's a very precious and important resource in our state of constructive, conservative, pro-business, pro-prosperity, and pro-individual responsibility ideas. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner. It's appropriately green with a little image of Mount Rainier there in the background. Look for the banner for Washington Policy Center, WPC. When we come back, what happens if a prosecutor, widely respected, ends up being married to somebody who's a self-declared white nationalist? We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll-free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The Michael Medved Show, there's a riddle that is out there that maybe if you want to call with a solution or a reaction, you can. 1-800-955-1776. The riddle is this. Is what do you do if you yourself are holding a public office, and it's an elective office, but it's one that's very sensitive because we're talking here about a prosecutor, and a major prosecutor in the state of Washington, who is running for re-election because it's an elected post. And by all reports, he's done a good job. He's a decent guy. And his name is Larry Haskell. He is the prosecutor for Spokane County, which is the largest county outside the Seattle metropolitan area. And he is all of a sudden in a lot of trouble, not because of anything he said, not because of anything he did, not because of anything involving his office, but it involves his wife. His wife is 57 years old. Her name is Leslie Haskell, married to Larry Haskell. And she has found herself in the eye of a Hurricane Force storm of controversy after an alternative newspaper called The Inlander. It's an alternative newspaper in Spokane. Who knew Spokane had an alternative newspaper? They do. In any event, The Inlander published a story 2 weeks ago that took excerpts of a string of posts on the conservative social media site Gab.com in which the wife of the prosecutor, Leslie Haskell, used slurs referring to black people, yes, the N-word, and other slurs referring to Latino people and Jewish people and other ethnicities. And defending those statements as free speech, she also declared herself a, quote, proud white nationalist and gave the Ku Klux Klan as a shining example of white culture. In those posts, she appears to embrace the QAnon theory that Donald Trump remains the president of the U.S. and has included photographs of herself with members of the far-right Proud Boys, and in one declared that white people need to start having more babies. Okay, it's a matter of opinion. But the problem here is being a prosecutor is a very sensitive position when you're talking about already existing charges that justice isn't equal, that black people in particular are treated more harshly than white people by the criminal justice system in Spokane. Now, I don't believe that to be true. I certainly hope it is not true. But it certainly raises questions if the wife of the prosecutor, the person he goes to home with every night, is actually calling herself a white nationalist, a proud white nationalist. For Larry Haskell, is a former B-1 bomber pilot and a graduate of Seattle University Law School, and he and his wife both met while they were both serving in the Air Force. He said, "I do not and will not tolerate racial bias or discrimination in any form," he wrote in a letter posted on the prosecutor's webpage last week. "People that know me fully understand these are not my views. I do not tolerate racial bias or disparate treatment of any kind, as proven by my words, deeds, and treatment of others during my tenure as prosecutor. I want to strongly assure everybody that what was expressed in the Islander as my wife's comments are not my views and not the views of the prosecutor's office, nor should they ever be," Haskell wrote. "I have never and will never use such language, apologize for the language and content is contained in the article." Okay, this is kind of difficult because, first of all, it's his wife. I don't know how long they've been married. I assume for a while. But is she so out of control that she doesn't realize that as the wife of an elected public official, posting things like that in public? See, this is the thing. This is not private. If you feel the need to post something in social media, you're shouting out to the whole world. You're shouting out to more people than could hear you if you were actually physically shouting. And he said, "There's no doubt in my mind." This is a comment of a very prominent defense attorney in the state. "There's no doubt in my mind that if Larry Haskell was a judge and this information came out about his wife, he would have to recuse himself from any case if asked to do so by an attorney for a party." And that's the problem. If someone would bring up, we want this case thrown out because we don't believe that the prosecutor can really be impartial or racially just in his thinking because his wife has put out these Ku Klux Klan comments. The legal ability to do something should never be confused with a moral ability to do anything, said another prominent attorney who they asked about this situation. And he said that Haskell's internal statement about wanting his wife to be able to freely express herself amounts to tacit approval of her statements at best. Haskell should condemn them unequivocally, he believes. "I'll help you, Mr. Haskell," said this attorney, whose name is Coleman. "Nazis are bad. Bigotry is bad. I am married to a racist. And this is beyond wrong," he said. "It is a simple statement to assert." And could that be an evidence of problem in a marriage? Yeah, but problems in a marriage shouldn't lead to a very severe problem in a prosecutor's office, particularly in the middle of a crime wave. And yeah, they have that problem in Spokane, too. Meanwhile, is there a problem with a school shooting and what it means and its impact on young people? There's a pretty good movie about that is available now for streaming. Check it out, our movie review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Rising 19-year-old star Jenna Ortega plays a high school survivor of a horrendous school shooting who is trying, with the help of her therapist, Shailene Woodley, and her parents, to get on with her life in The Fallout. Now streaming on HBO Max.
What are you feeling right now? I feel that.
You went through something no one should ever have to go through.
And that ordeal is vividly portrayed here, with a focus on a new fascination and friendship that springs up between the main character and a fellow student played by Maddie Ziegler after the girls hid together in a restroom to escape the shooter. The film, much of which plays out on iPhone communication, features an abundance of harsh language and some terrifying drug use for an R rating. But the strength and depth of the characterizations from a thoroughly impressive cast will make a real connection with the audience. 3 stars for The Fallout. Tough to watch at times, but an altogether impressive piece of work from writer-director Megan Park. And speaking of that 3-star review, there's another new movie, brand new, that's coming out tomorrow. And I won't tell you which one, because there are a number of big releases. One release that I'm going to be actually reviewing tomorrow on the MedVed Show is the new movie with J-Lo. Yeah, that movie where J-Lo makes an impulsive decision in the midst of a concert to marry a perfect stranger in the audience, played by Owen Wilson. Intriguing? Well, maybe the movie might be a little bit better than you think. There's also a lavish multi-star vehicle for the latest from Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's famous detective. They had a big hit with the last Poirot movie starring Kenneth Branagh as the famous detective from the 1930s. And that one was called Murder on the Orient Express. This is a different exotic location. It is called Death on the Nile and features Gal Gadot in a central role. Don't want to tell you what happens. We'll be reviewing that. We'll also be taking a look at an indictment of the Democratic Party under the heading Democrats are facing an uphill battle. The amazing thing about it is this appeared in The Nation magazine, one of America's most left-leaning journals. And we will also be speaking on Friday about racism and Darwinism. Is there a connection? You might say, how ridiculous that is. Well, not so much if you look at the history, which we'll be talking about for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.